Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith does not exist in a vacuum, but it always clings to specific promises from God. And these are some of the things that we've already considered. Today we're going to move on in our study of faith to take a look at some words from the Apostle Paul as we see the effect of faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. These are some of the most marvelous words ever spoken, ever written. If the thoughts of this passage were not true, we would be left in a terrible, horrifying situation. It would mean that every day of our lives would be filled with complete uncertainty. We would awaken each morning wondering, what disaster will come upon us today? We would live in constant fear of death and of what comes after death. We would live like unbelievers. But one may question whether unbelievers really live this way every day. I suppose not. But that is because the way of salvation that is expressed in this Ephesians passage is real. Because of this, because God has established this way of salvation through faith for sinners, God continues to make life in this world reasonably stable and productive for the sake of the elect. God made the promise that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Without the truth of our text, such promises wouldn't exist. Life would be chaotic and horrifying. There would be no joy, no comfort, no hope. All the good things that exist in this world exist because of the reality of God's salvation through faith. How does that work? Well, if there were no grace of God providing this way of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, then God would have no reason to do anything good on earth. Why would he? Every man, woman, and child on this earth would be his enemy. And the thoughts of their hearts would be only evil continually. Does that sound familiar? Similar words were spoken right before the flood, where they were given as a description of the existence of the world. So think about what God did with the world at that time by means of the flood. So the reason why God does good things in this world and makes life reasonably acceptable to everybody, even the wicked, is because he wants to preserve and protect the lives of people so that they have a time of grace here on this earth. A time in which to come to faith in Jesus Christ and thus be saved. So this is the effect of salvation by grace through faith. However, if you look at the religions of the world, including some of them that call themselves Christian, you see that they claim that there is another way of salvation, a salvation which encompasses what we do, our works. And I would guess that 80 to 90% of the people of this world believe they can make God happy by doing something. Good works, self-inflicted punishment, sacrifices, giving money to God, going to church on Sunday, or whatever. If that's correct, then this our text from Ephesians 2 is wrong. It would mean that we are saved through works, not through faith. And that it would not be by grace. As the Spirit says, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work. However, if salvation is through our own doing, through our own works, we're lost. Every one of us, condemned forever. For it is written that there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. The effect of faith. Praise be to God that by grace you have been saved through faith. Through faith. Because you have faith in Christ, you are saved. His work of atonement alone puts you in good standing with God. His blood-bought forgiveness, His righteousness imputed, credited to your account. Because you trust in the blood and righteousness of Christ, you are saved. You're saved now. You're saved forever. Today is a good day because you are saved. Everything that happens today will be for your good. Tomorrow and every tomorrow after that will be good. And if you die tomorrow, it'll be even better. Faith saves. By grace, by the grace of God, it is so. We pray, thank you, Heavenly Father, for the grace which provided salvation through faith. Thank you, dear Savior Jesus, for making this possible by sacrificing yourself as payment for our sins. Thank you, O Holy Spirit, for bringing us to faith in Jesus. Thank you, O Holy Trinity, for saving us. Amen. In 371, verse 1.